We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side.
Yeah, it's shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Yes. Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with two goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical triple.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, we've
paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide pair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, how's it going? It's Brody.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Blake.
And we are the Port Adelaide trio. Whoa. Missing someone. Whoa. Missing
well,
someone.
Tell you what. You've started it well, mate. You start us off with a bang. If anything, better than how Bryce does it.
Correct.
Incorrect name usage, though, so deducting points on that one.
Port Adelaide Pair is trademarked name, so
yeah,
we got to pump that out there.
Yeah. How are we, boys?
Not bad.
Not bad. Going all right?
Yeah. Doing okay.
Good W on the weekend, boys?
Oh, good is one way of describing it.
How else would you describe it?
Look, it was a bit of a roller coaster day, but honestly, I would have preferred to lose that game.
Why?
Because I don't want to worry about finishing 8th or 9th. I just wanted to lose, and the season's done, and then we can just worry about other things.
So you're more of a concern on false hope.
Correct.
Yeah, I think I am in Brody's camp here as well. I tipped Gold Coast, so I was also disappointed to see us get the win on the weekend.
We're a supportive bunch, aren't we?
We are. But there's really no upside from winning these games. Like, it's going to be a miracle to make finals, and then if we do make finals, which team are we going to beat? You really couldn't say we'd beat any of the teams currently in the eight on our current form, except maybe Sydney, of course, based on last week.
Well, what do we think, as a whole, the actual pass mark for a finals appearance would be in terms of wins? Because some years it qualifies as around the 12 win mark.
Well, what was it at the start of the season?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was going grand finals.
I'm pretty sure the prediction I saw as far as making the eight, if that's your question, Brando, was 13. Yep. 13 wins will get you in the eight.
So that means we'll need 6 more of our remaining. How many games do we have left? 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tough, but doable.
It's not about not wanting to play finals, but I don't want to be supporting my team to either finish 8th or 9th. That seems like a weird goal. Like,
well, you finish 8th.
We should be top
then,
4.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming into this season, we should have been a top 4 team. It's not a refusal to want my team to win, but like to sit here and be like, yes, we're competing for 8th. That sucks. That's not great.
Touching on the Gold Coast game, was it a good game to attend, boys? I couldn't make the actual game, but I was able to watch it.
The first 10 minutes were very exciting. The style of play was very similar to the first half of the Sydney game, and it was exciting. It was quick. Guys were playing on. And then it just kind of stagnated a fair bit after that.
Like, obviously it was frustrating, probably the last quarter. I think everyone knew that there was a real chance that we could end up blowing it. But I'll be honest, like the game as a whole, if that's what I go to watch for the rest of the season, I'm not disappointed, but I'm not worried about where we're finishing. So I actually kind of enjoyed the game. Bit up and down. The crowd was into it. It was a good time.
It was just a standard day at the footy. Shall we get on to some awards then, lads? Pirlo, how did we fare with that one this week?
Pirlo, one vote has gone to the 300-goal man, Charlie Dixon.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was huge in that game. Watching on TV, it was noted quite regularly that Witts was a dominating force. When Dixon went in, he actually matched him in height and strength, and I thought it was quite noticeable.
Yeah, I think if we hadn't had Dixon to at least chuck in there for spells, it could have got even more uglier than it was in the ruck. You know, my preference still would have been to pick an actual ruckman, a young developing one that's showed promise, but
I'll just be honest, overall, it was a tough game to give votes to.
Two votes.
Two votes went to Toddy Marshall. Who's stats man today, by the way? I would have loved some Dixon stats and now some Toddy Marshall stats.
I'll give you Toddy Marshall stats.
Oh, there we go.
Just quickly on Todd Marshall, his current form that he's in, would you say, where would you say that ranks amongst the forwards that we've had over the past 10 years? Just basing it on his current form.
You're talking Jay Schultz and Charlie Dixon, really?
Yeah.
Over the past 10 years.
Alrighty, so Toddy Marshall on that, he had 8 disposals, 7 kicks, 1 handball, 1 tackle, 5 marks, and 4 goals straight.
Yeah.
Just pure.
And it's underrated having a forward who can kick straight. Just watching him take a mark and relaxing as he lines up, knowing he'll slot it, is a pleasurable thing. Like he took a mark about 45 metres out, and I think Sam Powell-Pepper or someone was running into the goal square and everyone wanted to play on and kick it over, but he held on to it, which I'm glad he did because he's not going to miss it. Let's just let him go back and slot it through the middle. And that's what he did.
Yeah, it just looks effortless when he is kicking the footy for goal at the moment. Like he just kind of slides his boot across it and it just carries and it's just absolutely, you know, dead eye straight. So no, you're right, mate. Great to see. And confident as well.
Yeah, loving the confidence.
Absolutely. 3 votes. Who got the chockies this week?
3 votes went to Connor Rosie.
Connor Rosie's stats for the game, 24 touches, 13 kicks, 11 handballs, 4 marks, 1 tackle, and 2 goals straight.
I think what separates him from a lot of other midfielders is his change of pace and his evasiveness.
Yeah.
Like, when he gets tackled, he still seems to have all the time in the world to get rid of the football.
Yeah. He makes our midfield just look so much more dynamic. Yeah, he's in ripping form, slowly making his way up and making a real charge on the Pirlo now. So Todd Marshall's now gone into the outright lead on 12 votes, but underneath him he's got Burton, Houston and Rosie snapping at his heels on 10 votes.
Ooh, it's getting close. Like you boys said last week, you know, we had Ollie Wines. Clearly, I think he'd already won it by now. Yeah. But it's good. It's good to have a little mix there.
Yeah, it's exciting. The fans are excited about it.
Yeah, we don't know where it's going to go. Personally, well,
I would just an honourable mention would be to the skipper Tom Jonas. I thought Chol was giving Alia a bit of a bath, and then they kind of switched Jonas onto him for a bit, and yeah, I just thought he did a lot of, I don't know what his stats were or whether he had many touches, but he seemingly did a lot of impactful things in that back line, particularly in the second half. So shout outs to Tommy Jonas.
I think the skipper definitely does things that go unnoticed on the stat sheet. So I can
vibe-based votes.
Absolutely. Just throws his body at every contest. So well done, skipper. Any other honourables?
Well, I'm going to throw a name out here, and I want you to just agree or disagree whether it is an honourable mention or not.
All right.
Carl Amon. 0 goals, 1. 26 touches, 16 kicks. He also had 10 tackles in there as well.
Yep. I'll definitely say that that's an honourable mention for those stats.
No, I thought his kicking was very suspect. You know,
what was his disposal efficiency?
10 tackles, I'm a little 62%. Shocked by that.
62% by foot.
Yeah.
So, not wowing anyone, but I mean, if you looked at those stats and that was like a Sam Powell Pepper, you'd go, wow, that guy's given his all.
But I think his numbers have kind of been around that for most of the season, but
yeah, I think he's averaging around 24 a game, something like that.
He's still no Pirlo votes for Carl Amon, and he's not putting up terrible numbers. It's just the vibes are off.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think, like you said, consistency comes with our non-votes, if you will. Like, Ollie Wines is consistent every week, and he's not really in the Pirlo shape this year. So,
yeah,
we do give a lot of votes to our vibe-based players, i.e. your Toddy Marsh is kicking 4 goals from 8 touches type thing. So, yeah. Interesting on our behalf how our heads work, but... Here we are.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. Well, let's get on to Mark of the Week.
Mark of the Week went to Xavier Dersma.
One-hander, was it?
Yeah, cheeky little one-hander. Nothing too flash, but I think it got a bit of a wow out of Brody, who was sitting next to me.
Did I?
How did you react?
I can't remember. I had 2 beers.
Oi!
No, it was a good little reel in. Obviously, the excitement of the play itself as well, which might lead us to our next award. It was
spoiler.
Obviously got people up and about.
To goal of the week. What was that then?
Goal of the week.
Charlie Dixon's left foot. 50-metre drop punt from the boundary.
And for your 300th goal as well, that's a nice one to remember.
Yeah.
Anything else you lads want to touch on? Obviously no parody this week.
What do you mean?
We haven't really touched on the fact that Bryce isn't here.
Hang on, no parody. When Bryce isn't here, Brody steps in. That's the agreement.
Oh, sorry, there is a parody.
There's no parody.
Oh boy,
I got no time to prepare. Blake, why don't you take the honours?
I do the quiz, Brody. I have a segment that it happens every week.
Oh yeah,
haven't
done
we can't knock Blake
ages,
on that one.
Have I?
No, you haven't.
No. I've got a big one lined up for next week's. Don't worry.
A planned tee off.
No, I know I'm going to have big feelings after the next game.
He's preempting some big things. Jeez. Well, no parody, and obviously Bryce isn't here. We didn't really touch on that. But yeah, obviously Bryce isn't here.
Did we not touch on that at the opening?
Not
three
really.
Seconds?
We didn't really say that, you know, he'd be missed, etc.
Yeah, he's had a post mid season drop off, Bryce, which is to be expected.
Yeah, to be expected. Well, let's push that one to the side then, lads, and get on to the next. Another Sunday game, is it?
Yep.
Yes.
Who is he against? Freo.
Freo Dockers in WA.
Oof. Is that a 5 o'clock their time game or our time?
I think our time.
Okay, so, yep, righto. Afternoon game over in the West. That's a tough game. That is a tough game.
Yeah, that is a doozy.
That's a loss. That's a loss.
Oh, Brody's going with his original favourite team.
incorrect.
What are our predictions, boys? Blake, have you got any? Have you got any changes, mate?
Changes. Obviously, Bonner is going to have to come out, unfortunately, with that fractured cheekbone, which is a shame.
When did that happen?
I think it happened in the second quarter. I think him and Jonas collided.
Gutsy to play on.
Yeah, very gutsy. And he played all right. I think he's been quite handy, Riley, over the whole year, really. No, he will be missed. So it is a shame to see him go out.
Who comes in, mate?
I would also just throw out Georgiades. I know he kicked a couple of goals, but I just don't feel like our forward line seems to function that well when him, Marshall, Dixon and Finlayson are in there. I just feel like there's always... He seems to be jumping over the top of just about everyone in that forward line, kind of getting in the way a bit at the moment. Yeah, I just think he could possibly work on his craft a bit down at the Maggies. So I would bring in Fantasia, who apparently was decent for the Magpies, albeit kicking 0 goals, 4 on the weekend. And I guess possibly chuck in Miles Bergman, although that's based on zero knowledge of how he's been for the Maggies. But I thought he was one of our better players last year, and we haven't really seen him at all this year. So, yeah, wouldn't mind seeing a bit more of Miles.
What are your predictions? Obviously, you've both said loss, have you?
Yeah. I think we're going to come up against a team with a very strong system that's going to make us look a little bit silly at times, I reckon. That's my prediction.
Yeah, we're going to have a loss, a decent-sized loss, not huge, maybe 30 points. But on a positive note, I think Toddy Marsh is going to kick another 4.
Jeez.
Positive. If there's not anything else to touch on, boys, we'll get on to the most important aspect of this show, and that's Blake's quiz.
It's Blake's quiz.
Standout Freo games. I think there's one in particular.
Yep, that would be the first semi-final.
Correct. 2014 semi-final. All right, let's get into it. Question one, multiple choice. What was the biggest margin that we trailed by? A, 11, B, 21, C, 31, D, 41.
I'll say 31.
21.
Hello.
31. Question two. How many goals did Robbie Gray kick in the third quarter to spark the comeback?
4.
Correct.
Oh.
Brody, you there, mate?
Got to be quick with Brandon, Brody.
Yeah.
Who kicked a goal in every quarter?
Oh, I want to say
Wingard.
Hey, Brody, on the board.
That's a good call. Good job.
Yeah, kicked a very nice left foot snap in the last quarter with about 5 minutes to go. All right, question four. Which Docker and former Port player celebrated wildly as he brought the Dockers within 5 points with 6 minutes
Daniel
to go?
Pierce.
Correct. That's an unassailable lead to Brandon, but we'll still do question five. Yeah. Who did we play the following week in the prelim?
Hawthorn.
Collingwood.
Hawthorn it is.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's
Collingwood in a prelim.
It was one of the greatest prelims of all time.
Jesus.
Who cares?
We lost it.
Yeah, but I mean, the actual game. We should have won. Let's not get started on the fact.
One of the greatest losses of all time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, boys. Now, I will just say something. We've had some fan feedback. And it's from one of our long-term listeners. Favorite people, Ollie. And he said, where has the Who Am I gone? Yeah. So,
spot
this
on.
Is for you,
spot
Ollie.
Spot on, Ollie.
It's back, Ollie. It's back, and it's just for you, mate. I tell you what, it's even more confusing than before.
Well, when you haven't done it for a few weeks, like, you got to come back strong. You can't come back weak.
Well, I think this is an all-time strong.
Let's do
it. Okay, so, boys, it starts now. It's been a bit cold in the morning before footy. The grass has been a little bit wet. That's your first clue. There's also a road that connects South Australia to the Northern Territory. It's a highway. This guy played for Port, obviously, but now he's somewhere else. And the two teams that he had connection with, there was one in the middle that we're not mentioning, but the two teams have a weather connection.
Interesting.
And, yeah, so let's just try and break that down. It's been a bit cold. What usually gets on the grass?
Stuart G.
Yes.
Stuart Highway.
Hey.
That's the one.
Is it Stuart or Sturt? Highway.
Hey,
is it Stuart or Sturt?
It's the Stuart Highway. Yeah. Well, that was it, boys. The obviously the two teams with the weather connection was Power with, you know, Thunder, and the Gold Coast Suns, obviously, and Hawthorn in the middle, which doesn't really make any sense, but it's what I went with.
Interesting.
Nice. Not bad. Not bad, Brandon.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Who Am I? Obviously a bit difficult to get out of the game, but if you're over in, you know, Perth, get out of the game.
Certainly get out to the game.
Yeah, I'll be there. You boys
have a good week. That's Brandon song enough. No.
Sorry.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, God, there's hooroos to this.
Well, you can hooroo.
All right, hooroo,
that's
bye.
That's hooroo from me, and that's Blake signing off.
And do you have a 1.5 pairs for us?
No.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Love you.
See ya.